Hi, it's your girl Extra Almond, and welcome to the Extra Almond podcast, and welcome to 2024. I just want to say thank you guys so much for what you guys did, from making donation, from sharing my shit, from commenting, from, you know, from just sending me a screenshot of you listening, from connecting your friends to my podcast. Just know that I fuck with you guys, and you guys are my... You guys are my family. You guys are my tribe. You guys are everything, like, to me. And I love you guys so much. So much. Yeah. So, like my friend Damien would say, he said that sometimes you need to get a person that fits you. Problem is, we always want someone that don't fit. If you are introverted, then get an extrovert if you need to get out of the house and live life. If you're extrovert, then get an introvert. You need a balance, someone to grind you. Simple as that. Try and find someone that complement who you are instead of just someone you want. Everything is not big yansh. Like, everything is not big yansh. I'm an introvert. I like being alone. I like being left alone. I distance myself from time to time. I don't like being around too many people at once. I'm not shy. I just don't feel the need to talk to everyone. People are just weird to me. I don't have lots of friends. Very complex. I prefer to be home rather than going out. But I'll step out from time to time. I overthink. I'm very moody and realistic. I can't be around people I don't like. I got a very strong facial expression. I wrote something on my face, but I said, I didn't cut anybody off this year because I would never hang out with people I don't like. I'm very sweet and kind-hearted, but don't try your luck. You won't like me. And I won't care. Yeah, all this, like, it's what it is. It's what it is. A lot of people will find me like, oh, me, I'm very difficult. I remember someone said I was very difficult. You don't know me. That's why you say I'm difficult. Yeah, if you know me, you're not okay. Oh, yeah. She is not difficult. She's just this person. Let's just say I'm very selective with the kind of people I hang out with and all of that. I'm this person that when my phone dies, now I want to go home. I don't care wherever I am. Like, it's like there's a curfew for me. I want to get in those. I remember I went out with my homegirl Ruth. I think we went by about 3 to 4 times. I was like, man, my voice changed, my skin, my eyes. I was so fucking tired, believe me. Yeah, all these days, and I taught myself that I'm an introvert piece of lame, but am I introvert because my mind works differently and I have a whole different interest than yours? Am I introvert because I stare too much? I have this habit of looking into details of things and all beyond. Am I an introvert because I secretly stare at people in the, you know, in Trotro? Or maybe in Accra Mall, maybe when I go out and my mind start creating a wholesome tale about them and the kind of life waiting for them outside the door of the Trotro. Yeah, I don't look at people. Sometimes I see a couple sitting at the back seat of the Trotro, and I'm just looking at this person, just thinking about how their life with Tanra to be just right before they get out of this car. Yeah, I imagine, sometimes I do imagine my life with some boys, like some kind of guys I've seen before. I'm like, oh my god, I wish I was this woman. This is what I would want to do, like, right now and all of that. Please do not mind me. I'm very delusional. Yeah, well, the answer is no. I'm not introverted actually, and it's unfair to call myself a passive extrovert as well. I simply don't think that just a word would be sufficient to define me because of my social selective or my intellectual interests and my self-fantasy. Still, I find that it really takes such kind of energy to be actively present around people and be able to create such dialogues around a bunch of strangers, maybe. Maybe I need my mind always alert to catch words and form phrases that happen to be on a certain level of harmony with them. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like, because even in church, I think after the benediction, I just take my bag and I leave. So my pastor gave me an assignment that every Sunday I should try and talk to at least 5 women and ask them about their week. And I was doing it, and it was a very difficult phase for me, though. It was a very difficult phase for me, but I found out that a lot of people kind of, like, they liked me, but I was just this very stocked up bitch that nobody could actually penetrate or get close to. in as much as I'm a very nice person. A lot of people see me as a mean person. I am mean. I am very petty when I want to be, but I'm very selective, like selective with the people I fuck with, selective with the people I date also as well. Yeah. And yeah, yeah is what I think. I represent myself in this low version of life, as I like to call overtime. And I love it. But I never thought of myself to be boring. What really boring is to exert such energy in nothingness. I find myself happy drowning in details, staring at people while talking and loving them even more. I love distracting myself with all that might carry stinginess in them. I love holding genuine talks with people that might end up somewhere about the, you know, the endless effort to keep up the world in balance. That's all for now. I think I've had some of the most... I remember the first time I met Nene. Yeah, Nene is my neighbor. I remember the first time I met him. We just met and we clicked. And we had one of the most mind-blowing conversations. And it was so lit. Like, it was lit. Like, we talked for, like, hours. I think that... I don't know. I think he was coming back from work. And I just see this very decent person. And we just started vibing. And the next thing I started... I turned him into my therapist. And we just started talking about relationship and all of that. And, yeah, he's still one of my guys. Like, he's one of my guys. He's this person that whenever he passes my house, he wants to see if the lights are on. When the lights are on, he thinks that I'm inside. But actually, when the lights are on, then maybe I'm not inside. But when the lights are off, I'm inside. So, yeah. It's what it is. I know. It's what it is. Being an introvert, I'm not going to say it's an easy thing, though. Being, like, you... I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Like... I don't really see myself as an introvert, though. I don't really see myself an introvert. I don't know if I'm an introvert. I'm still trying to think if I'm an introvert, if I'm a people's person, or like, am I a people's person? Or so, although I do confuse a lot of people, though, because I have a sad soul and a happy personality. I can go from feeling very insecure to incredibly like confident as fuck. I love hard, but at times I feel very heartless. I'm outgoing, but I prefer to be alone. It's not easy, though. That's not easy. I'm just a mixture of like what do I say? Oh God. Am I a mix of something? I don't know. The more I grow as an adult, the more I grow as a woman, like I become so distanced from everybody. It's like I'm a fashion designer. I'm still learning, still trying to grab stuff. And I just notice sometimes when I'm sewing on my machine, it is bliss. I just cut away from the world. I don't want to even go outside. I don't want to go outside at all. I just want to be indoors, just making my mistake, destroying fabric, making good errors, like just constantly just being in my own space. If you leave me, I just want to be indoors the whole week. Believe me, yeah, is what it is. One thing about being a private person is people's perception of you. They have this whole made up idea of who you are based off a brief encounter and your online presence. Oh yeah, a lot of people think like they know me. It's like the thing that like maybe our social media is like an autobiography where people can just speak from whatever thing you put out there. I told someone that I talk a lot, but I don't really share. Like, I do not share details about myself. But if I want to talk, I would be the loudest person in the room. But I'm still not going to tell you anything. Like, it's more like, I would say a lot of things, but I'm not going to say anything about myself. I'm not going to put it out there. They feel like, you know, like they want to be able to like just pick one or two things from your timeline and just add it. Okay, I think she's this. Well, you don't know me. You don't know me like that. You're just trying to like, you know, you're just trying to like grab some small things, be and just like, okay, I figure it out already. She's this bitch. But what really surprises me is the way people can make up this assumption in their head and really believe the lies they told themselves. Humans are very interesting indeed, you know. Yeah. I remember, I'm not going to even say a lot. I'm not going to say so much. It's heartbreaking, you know. You should stop, like, you know, stop making this. If you want to know stuff about someone, ask them. It's like they will tell you, they won't. Yeah. And it's what it is, though. It's what it is. So I always tell people that it's what it is. I don't even know what to say, but this is the first podcast. This is the first podcast for the year 2024. And as we're going into the year 2024, do not let anybody oppress you. Do not give anybody chances. People will fuck with you, and regardless, you just have to be very mindful and make very important friends this year. Make very important friends and have a person for everything and try and save a lot of money. Yeah, it's one thing that is going to help you in 2024. More money management. That is what we are hoping for. Yeah. And another thing is that I love intelligent people who don't make their personality on being smart and refrain from knowing it all. They never stop learning. I prefer them over the dumb, like, you know, I know everything and all of that, who are positive. They have all of the right answers. They refuse to think outside of the bundle of beliefs. The true sign of intelligence is when you are constantly questioning things. Yeah. The dumb people are always sure about life. Like, they're like, oh, I know. My grandmother always say that there's this bed, like, the bed says, I know. And he, like, when it was building the nest, he built it in a way that the nest was like, I don't know how to say it. I don't know. Instead of building, you know, like that building, you have to build it in. When it's raining, water doesn't get inside. But when he was building his own, the rest of the bed were telling him that, oh no, do not build your nest like that. Why don't you use the doorway to face the side? And he said he knows. And he put the doorway upwards. So when it was raining, rain was beating his kids. Yeah, it's very heartbreaking. Intelligent people, they always question things. So this year, I want you to make sure that you don't let people actually oppress you. I was reading this thing at these girls, Ina, I don't know. Yeah, she wrote something on her story diary. It said, if you knew yet to what, she said, few things matter more than how you feel and how you can do about it. Pay attention to this. Leave space for delusion. Ish. I felt like she was talking to me though. She said the world is big as fuck. There are a lot of things to do. The way your lifestyle looks, the way it feels. Blame yourself for every fucking thing. I used to blame everybody for everything. That is one thing I know how to do. I used to blame people. Hey God, I will never be accountable for stuff. Till one day I sat down, I'm like, no. You saw yourself in this situation. You allowed yourself to be in this situation. Nobody had your hand to be in this situation. You had every opportunity to leave the situation, but you decided to sit. So blame yourself for every fucking decision you ever made. Mm-mm. Blame yourself, because if you weren't close to that person would have done you dirty. Blame yourself for not standing on business. Blame yourself for every fucking mistake. This is what she says. I said, blame yourself for everything. Self-awareness is a good teacher. The perfect mix of wanting it is believing in it and being okay with waiting to have it. Mm-hmm. Relationship make your life rich. Love will afford you things money cannot. Wow. She really put some things out there. Skip being pressed for anything and build for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Always have something to look forward to. The longer you think about something, the better it should be.
there's a new problem every week. Act like you've been here before. There's a new problem every week. Like, there's a new problem every week. Wow. I feel like this thing she wrote is everything. If you are so afraid to die, you might as well be dead. And she was serious about this. Bring back Morris. Be way fucking picky. Do you even know what you like? We forget all of you people just follow things, man. Like, I don't know. I'm picky. Put yourself on a pedestal. Put you are the prize. Like, you are the fucking prize. You are the prize. When you are confident, you will get under people's skin. I remember there was this time one of my ex invited. I know I have a lot of ex, please do not judge me. So one of my ex, he invited me to go for a church camp. Yeah. So I remember when I was about boarding the bus, so it was like a trip. So we're going to pram. So then this girl, they said in Chi, like, you've gone to bring a sexy madam. And I didn't know what that means. Before, like, I used to want to dress some way so that people would not find me attractive when I'm sitting close to other people, because I don't want to look too attractive. The thing about having big breasts is that whatever you wear is always going to look like you are seducing people. That is the thing about big breasts. It's a blessing and a curse too, as well. So I think that they would go to the pool. When we got to the pool, I saw what they were wearing. And some guys over there, they were on me. They're like, we want to get you a bikini. We want to see you in a bikini. And I said, no, I'm not going to, I don't want to swim. But the reason why I didn't want to swim is like, because I didn't want to wear my bikini. I've got these tattoos. I look sexy as fuck. And these people, they are wearing these boy shorts where they were swimming in. And when they see me with my bikini, it's like I'm going to take all the attention on me and all of that. And I didn't want that. I used to want to dim my light. Like, I used to want to dress some certain way. So, like, when we are going, I want all the attention to be on you. But sex appeal is different. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. You can be wearing the most dirtiest of clothes and somebody might still want to fuck with you. I've seen it firsthand before. It's not about even not wearing makeup and all of that. Men see you and they're like, damn. Imagine what you could do if you, like, dress this hot. Imagine what you're doing, even dressing like that. Imagine if you dress really hot, what would happen? So I used to dim my life like that. Multiple streams of happiness. Make your own fashion rules and abide by them. It's true. I remember I was making this skirt and one of my friends came and told me that he didn't like the top I was wearing on top of the skirt. And he told me to wear a particular shirt. I said, never. And I wore the top on that skirt and I was looking very fabulous. I was looking so pretty. One thing about me is that when you tell me not to wear this, that's what I wear. Yeah, it's true. If you look good, you feel good. Entitlement is childish. I cry, girls, this is for you. Stop being entitled to people's money. It's not good. Like, it's not good. It's not good. It said, forgive people situations regularly. Most times silently. As for this year, then you have to do silent cut off. Don't even approach them, just cut them off like that. And finally, if you don't like something, prove it by shutting up about it. Woo! Oh my god, I felt like she read me. So that is what she said. Welcome to the year 2024. It's gonna be a very busy year, but not a difficult one. It's gonna really be a very busy year, but not a very difficult year. That is what I'm saying. That is what I'm feeling. Yeah, and you need to be very careful out there. You need to be very careful, and it's not easy. It's not easy. I think I've done a lot because I give so much advice and guidance, shared what I learned and anything else that was working for me as I was going through my own journey. I don't understand that what works for me would work for someone else. I also understand that you can't force others to wake up and do what they have to do for themselves either. They will wake up when they are ready. The same people who ignored me, called me crazy, made fun of me. You understand? They actually need my advice now. I'm all for helping people and guiding them as I too was that person. Still I am. But don't waste my time if you're not serious. Yeah. It's my podcast and I do free vent. No, I don't do free vent. This year I'm not. This year, Dave, if you're coming to vent to me, you have to hold your money up. Because it's not easy to listen to your trash. Anyways, welcome to 2024. It's going to be a super busy year for everybody. It's going to be a busy year. It's going to be a busy year. But not a difficult one, but it's going to be a very busy year. Yeah. It's like we're all going to be, like, you know, chasing something. And I told you guys, last year was our planting season. 2025 will be our reaping season. Yeah, and 2024 will be, you know, like, you know, putting or maintaining the place, gardening. 2024, we're going to be doing a lot of gardening. We're going to be gardening a lot of, that's why I said it's going to be a super busy year. We're going to be doing a lot of watering also as well. So please take care of yourself and do not allow anybody to oppress you. Don't let anybody to fucking oppress you. Yeah, don't allow anybody cry. Like, don't give anybody will. Like, hold them. Like, don't give anybody way. Like, don't give anybody chances. You get. Do not allow anybody to fucking oppress you. So, take care of yourself and welcome.